Hi.
You're coming in hot. I'm picking chia seeds out of my teeth.
Oh, you had your favorite breakfast?
I did. I got it in just in time. Just in time. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is still a place where I walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode, number 468, we're doing something special. And maybe you saw Sidetracked in the title and you got a little confused because it's not the first Friday of the month where my friend Cynthia Yanoff, the host of Mesmerize, and I get together and get sidetracked on all the things. Well, we're trying something new. One other day a month on a Monday, she and I are going to surprise each other with a guest. And today, Cynthia is surprising me with a conversation with one of my favorites, Tony Collier. Tony's been on the show a couple times before. Today, it's just wheels off. She gets sidetracked with us. If you don't know Tony, she's the author of Broken Crayons, Still Color, and the podcast host of Still Coloring. She is a speaker. She's the single mom. She's amazing. And she totally caught on to what we're doing here. We get sidetracked with conversations about tattoos with Ann Voskamp, Tony's dream concert, sushi, Iron Man. We cover it all. Let's get right to it. Here we go.
I know. I came in hot. Traffic in Dallas.
It's a situation. You people say you want to come see us. Just know.
Yeah.
Oof. You might get stuck for hours.
And we don't live close to each other. And so what we could do virtually, we feel like we got to be in the same room a lot of times because we do better in the same room.
Cynthia's surprising me today and I'm so excited.
You should do
all the work, but.
I know. Should we go? Is our guest in so that they can hear me?
They can
hear
you.
Okay, good. Don't talk yet, guest.
They're not talking.
Don't talk, guest.
And
okay.
It says it's an S for surprise.
Yes, S for surprise. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready. Tell
this person you're going to love.
Okay.
Author.
Yes.
Speaker.
Totes.
Podcaster.
We know these people.
Single mom. Hilarious.
Oh, yes.
Real, as real of a person you're going to meet.
Okay.
Fun fact, I interviewed her one time in her car on the side of the road because she was running late from a dentist appointment. And it might have been the funniest and best interview I've ever done. She helps women process through brokenness.
Broken.
She just put a quote.
Do crayons still color when they're broken?
I don't know. She put a quote on her social the other day.
What is this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, just watching God redeem everything I lost and more with a smiley face. I'm like, gosh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been a friend of yours for years. And so you and I both watched her do what she does best at IF Gathering the year before last when she hosted. It's the one and only.
Tony. Of course it's Tony.
There she is.
Tony. She's on.
I tried to ruin her surprise.
Nope, you did not ruin. Did you work out this morning? That's the question.
Listen, not only did I work out, my gym is doing a challenge right now. So we had to run a mile afterwards. We had to do 5 pull-ups and 50 push-ups after the workout. And so I am fragile. I'm coming into this. My edges are barely laid down.
Have you seen Cynthia?
Tony, this situation over here is not good. Can you see me? Can you see the patch on it?
I look was like wondering what went down.
Did you
down.
Notice anything going on with Cynthia's face?
It's fine,
I was
Tony.
Wondering what went down. I wasn't sure.
Tony, when you're...
She's fixing her hair, though.
I know. Like, I'm trying to fix that. It's going to make it better. Tony, when you're blonde with really light eyes, and then you spend all of your teenage years with baby oil on you and tinfoil under your head trying to get suntanned, and then you fast forward to when you're 50, then you get skin cancer, burn off your nose all the time, and then your eye swells shut. So it's the whole thing, Tony, but enough about me. We're glad you're here.
Okay. We made it.
That's a lot, right?
Broken crayons still color. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Yes! And Enneagram 3s still show up. This is what I know. Already done a workout. My workout. This is my workout.
You're doing those are getting
drinking
the quads.
That coffee cup. It's
getting
my
the
workout.
Old quads.
You see the muscles? Yeah.
Tony, we're so glad you're here. And when I don't know if you do you know what show that we love that does this whole concept that we're not saying because they have body mouths?
No.
Okay. So
we don't recommend this.
We'll
show.
Tell you later. We can't recommend it, but they surprise each other with guests and it's so good. But they have potty mouths. They drop a lot of F bombs, Tony. And sitting here as a pirate, I might drop. I'm kidding. I'm not. But nonetheless, we're like, who's, we're surprising each other. I'm like, who's funny? Who's somebody that we can like kick it off with? Who's fun?
Yeah. And we don't need to do serious, like, this is your normal interview questions.
Don't no, ma'am. Do it.
No, ma'am.
We're not into that.
We need the green room conversations, which is where you and I first hung out, right? Yeah. Before the world discovered Toni Collier, she was
freaking bopping around in somebody's green room. Yeah.
You were the MC.
Doing the best I can.
You
doing
are.
The best I could do.
You're the host with the most.
Okay. I have a couple questions. Go for it. Well, I just have a couple random thoughts that I wanted to start with. You're traveling, you're on the road all the time because that's what you do. You speak for a living, among other things. I'm just wondering, what are people doing out there that's weird? Like when you're traveling, like I can tell some stories.
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
They're out there and they're getting weird in the travel world. And I just need you to share what's getting weird out there.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Number one, There's been a few side kisses really close to my mouth.
Nope. Yep. No, ma'am. We're not doing that.
And honestly, they're 50 plus. I'm going to be honest about that.
And these are men or women? No.
Whoa. Okay. Women. So sorry about that.
Okay. Because I was like, these men.
We can talk about the single life as well. Let me just tell you. Okay.
All right. Fresh, we want to hear about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yeah, so we've got older women who, I don't know. I think they think I'm their grandkid. And they come in for the side kiss really close to my mouth. So that's number one.
No.
And do you, like, as a joke, do you turn your head real quick just to?
No, I literally say things like, whoa, you almost kissed me there, didn't you?
Of course you did. You don't let that pass. No, you don't. You call it out.
No, you got to say it. You got to say it. What else? Okay. I've had people come up to me. Oh my gosh, I love your son. If you are ever looking for a babysitter, I would just love to help. And it's almost like, what are you talking about? We're in Missouri. I live in Atlanta. And no, I don't. You're a stranger, and I don't know who you are to come and watch my small child.
No, you want to be like, listen.
Screaming in the background right now. For no reason.
Bring him in. Bring him in.
I can't hear him at
all. We don't care. Bring him in. Come here, little guy.
Come here.
Oh, he is cute. Do you want me to keep you, little kid? I'll keep you.
He can watch you.
You don't know me. Buddy, come.
It's okay. Oh, come on in.
She can only see out of one eye, but
the pirate
really
loves
good.
You.
You're gonna scare the children,
guys. Where's
tell
our
him, Arr, there's a pirate in here.
This is a real life conversation right now. Sammy, what's wrong? Is it a random person at an event trying to take you? I'm just gonna grab him, y'all.
No, do what you did. We can edit.
This is my life. This is my life. Okay. Man,
this is not edited at all. No, have you had someone try to kiss you?
No, gosh, no, I don't think so. But I don't like to be touched, so I don't really lean in for the hug. Either.
You don't even hug people.
If I can avoid it, I don't.
You know, high fives, like knuckles. What do you do for people?
I don't know. I'm like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. And
you like rub your nose so you don't have to.
End of the world, guys. As I
Sammy, right?
Is that his name? Sammy, yeah.
Sammy.
He's Arr. He didn't want to come with us.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh, he must have been. Okay, I'm dealing with that rejection right now. I'm dealing with my rejection feelings. Okay, it's fine.
Okay. All right, so we've got babysitters.
You ready to talk about single men? What do you want to
do? Oh, yeah. And you're newly-ish single, everyone. If you listen to Tony, you know this. And so it's early on, and you're not having this, I'm guessing. There's some things that are
terrible. Yeah, I'm dating Jesus right now.
Yeah.
And he's lavishing me and it's real cool. Okay. but I definitely have gotten some like weirdo men in the DMs. I have. Oh, I've gotten some, hey sister, if you ever need prayer, here's my number.
No, ma'am.
Yes.
Accountability partner. You remember that pull? I went to a Christian college. So when a guy asked to be your accountability partner, that was the first step into life.
Okay, that's a new one. I hadn't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, don't let that happen.
That's yeah, so many weird and awkward things. So
yeah, okay.
It's been great.
Well, other people trying to set you up? Like, do you have?
I have had one friend say, "What are we going for? Like older white millionaire?" I'm like, I don't think so, but I'm also not on the market. So let's just reel
it
on
fresh.
In.
I mean,
it's fresh, but it's weird because for years and years I've been married in the church, you know, and now I'm like, oh, this is what the single people are talking about. It's like, oh, she's single. She needs somebody. Oh, we have to get in. It's like, no,
I'm good.
I'm good. Like the goal is not married with kids.
I got some DMs yesterday. No, it wasn't a DM, you guys. I got tagged on
Cynthia.
Facebook.
You're gonna have to give us some context here.
No, it's not. I'm getting there, but it's not that. It's not quite. Well, maybe. I kept getting tagged in posts of women breastfeeding without coverage. Now, listen, save your hate mail. Send it directly to Tony Collier. Those who are going to yell at me for saying this. However, I want you to breastfeed. I want you people to do you, but I don't need to be tagged in on Facebook with no coverage. I don't know what happened, but 3 or 4 times yesterday. So I don't know. That's just a
sign. Did you say something about it? And people were like, Cynthia needs to know.
No, I don't know. No, I'm like,
Lily's got to be free.
I'm dried up and shriveled. Okay. Like,
I didn't know if you made a comment like, oh, this is horrible or oh, this is great. Like One Direction.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
You haven't taken a step.
No, I have not.
Apparently, I'm doing it right now, and I told, don't tag me.
I told Cynthia that my Instagram likes to show me like 40-year-old women getting dressed, and they start in their bra and panties.
Well, here's what's interesting to me: the confidence movement is very confusing to me. And this comes from a person. There's no condemnation here because I was dragging my behind on the club floor a many nights. Okay, with barely any clothes on, almost nipple stickers, right?
Okay.
So, but the confidence movement is like, it's very confusing because it's like, I'm so confident. Look at me half naked. Mm-hmm. But it's like, mm-hmm. If you were confident, I don't think your body would be a tool for attention. Because I use my body as a tool for attention, and I was the most insecure in those moments. So it's really confusing to me, but you know what? More power to y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead and show all your bottom boob. Okay. If you want to.
Or side boob too. Yeah. Whatever side boob, bottom boob, whatever you need to do. Y'all do you.
Okay. My question for you, Tony, total left turn. Here we go. You ready? But speaking of the clubbing, whatever, if you could go to any concert right now, today, a living artist, who are you going to? And do you go to concerts?
And don't say Mercy Me because we're on a Christian podcast.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to lie to y'all or these listeners. Adele.
No. Mm-mm.
Jesus Jukas. Who's that?
Jesus Juke is when you like bring up Jesus as like a...
Oh, I didn't know what that was either. I said, is that a Toby Mac subsidiary?
I grew up in the Christian world. Okay, y'all. My accountability partner stuff. My Jesus Juke. These are things.
Jesus Juke. I've never heard of it. I like that though. I'm going to get it tattooed on my neck, but I would go to see Adele.
Oh,
that's where I'm going. And I would like to sit at her feet. Honestly.
What is she still doing that residency in Vegas or whatever?
Yes. Well, I've still seen a lot of like clips and stuff like that, but so I think she is still doing it, but I'm sorry.
I was there last year and I rented all these friends in Vegas and they were going to see Adele and we went to Bruno Mars and I'm just telling you.
And I did see the Bruno Mars show in Vegas and it was pretty good. My friend Jimmy opened up for him. It was great.
It gets awkward because he has like in front of me, there's a family. I love that he's cross-generational. And so like there's a family in front of me that's like got their little kids and they're like singing like Versace on the floor. And you're like, I don't know what to do with
and
this.
And then they've got like the men are slow winding. It's great.
Yeah. It's fine, everyone. But
it's perfect.
Okay. I'm going to take another turn on this. And we're going to end with a few random questions that we're going to ask all of our guests. But let me take a turn. I was listening to your podcast the other day. And you were talking about Godwinks. And I know you've been doing a series on that. And I was like listening and you were talking specifically about like a financial one that's come about over the last, I guess, whatever, many months. But I'm wondering, will you just talk a little bit? Like, I just felt like that was encouraging. And I think we all have these Godwinks, but I was like, you know, like we need to hear this. And so I was wondering if you would just speak into that a little.
Well, the Godwink started off when I was 25. I had gotten saved at 21. I was at a church. I was like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I say that I was like a fan of God, but not a follower. Like I'd sing the worship songs, but I may get a little drunk on the weekends. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Not living the holy life.
Yeah. And that's just kind of how I was living. I was at a church with a whole bunch of like salvation, no sanctification, you know, discipleship was weak. I was just kind of living this double life. And I remember hitting rock bottom, my first divorce. I was in a really toxic and abusive marriage and I was transitioning out, becoming a single mom. I didn't have no money at all. And I low key was like, Lord, you're going going to have to show up, my guy. Like, you're going to, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to need to do it real good. And that's when I got hungry for the Lord. I didn't want like this Sunday morning type situation. I wanted like a Monday through Saturday. He knows me by name, all those things. And really, it wasn't him that was the issue. It was me. And so I started like looking for him. It's almost like I'm super blind. I have like all the astigmatisms or whatever they're called, but it's almost like I put on spiritual glasses for the first time, like spiritual freaking contacts. And I started looking for him. And I randomly went to this service and this man told me about this scripture. He's like, you should read the Psalm of your birth year. And it was Psalm 91. I was born in 1991. No offense to the 90 babies. Okay. And I go to a spiritual encounter and I'm having all of these incredible moments with the Lord, 2 hours of complete silence. And he quite literally starts to reveal to me Psalm 91, like in all these different incredible ways, from like giving me visuals. And I mean, it was just nuts, bro. And so that's a God wink for me. Like that's when they first started, where it was just like, no, there's no way this random guy could tell me about Psalm 91 for me to then go to a spiritual encounter and God start unpacking the scripture to me. And then I read it again with my spiritual eyes and it means the most, it literally unlocks a whole bunch of healing in my life. And that's just what he does. Like, but it's really not God not doing God winks all the time, which are these small little like miracles, could only be God coincidences, things. He's doing them all the time. We just can't see them. Because we're not looking for him. And so all that's happened. And I've kept a record of it over the last 8 months of all the things, random checks in the mail, free insurance, which I'm like, I'm almost kind of scared to say it because I'm like, is the government going to come for me?
I used to be a lawyer, Tony. It's fine. Just call me. I mean, I know a tiny bit of law still. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe help.
But yeah, like I was so scared about medical insurance for me and my kids, my daughter's insurance stopped, and because she hit a certain age, then the Lord just was like, go reapply. And I was like, yeah, but we just lost it though. Like, there's no way. And a month later, I get free medical insurance, not only for my daughter, but for me and my son. So I honestly am like, if I were to get Ebola this year, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, this year at least. Yeah. Go ahead and knock it out this year if you're going to get it. But well, I think that's cool.
I think it encourages everybody to keep those eyes open. Like the story in the Bible, you remember the story in the Bible where they're, oh, I'm going to mess this up. I should have even brought it up.
Let's go.
I love that you caught yourself. That's called awareness. And that's awareness. Called
okay. There's a prophet.
Yep.
I want to say it's Elijah or Elisha.
Oh, that's
and he has the assistant. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, oh no, the army's coming. And then he says, no, don't you see? And like God opens the assistant's eyes and there's like an army of angels around mm-hmm. them. Like he couldn't see that God had like a bigger army present.
That. I love yeah. that.
I so butchered that. Y'all send in.
I really, I know. I'm trying to think about the moment that's Old Testament is hard.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Well, and I think the thing is too about these like God winks too. I find that you experience more of them if you are really praying.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to acknowledge that God's showing up and saying something, doing something, encouraging you if you're not praying over something. Yeah. And so I just know that from a girl who spent a lot of time in church, like still. Feel like half my life I haven't prayed over the things that were most significant. And so like I was trying to think of like a God wink. I'm going to give you a quick one and then maybe you have one too, Heather. But my quick one is this. When we were in foster care, there was one particular weekend that things were – that really sounded weird because I was not in foster care.
She was
care.
Not fostered.
No.
Honestly, I mean, the DMs with the foster care, it's just getting –
it's weird. It's gone weird today.
She ended up in some weird ways today is all I'm going to say. The baby oil, the foil –
there's been a lot that's gone down. This is why it's called sidetracked.
Tony, it's like real sidetracked.
Literally, you don't know what's coming out of someone's mouth. Okay. So, but it was foster care. We were at a lake. My husband was speaking somewhere at the small church and it was one of the hardest weekends because we knew this little guy was going to go back and CPS already told us and we'd had him almost 2 years and we loved him. And I was like, this is not good in any circumstances because I know where he's going back to. Anyway, I was just praying. We were sitting on a patio and I just started praying. I'm like, Lord, I don't think I can take another breath. This is so hard. And like, I just need to know that you're present, that you are with my family. And this is the weirdest thing. Cause let me preface this by saying, I hate birds. I'm sorry. I do. Whatever.
I'm not birds. A bird fan.
I don't like birds. At that exact moment, 5 white birds flew. Like, what's that called when you get too close? Yeah. They dive bomb. It's like right next to us. These 5 birds. And like my whole family was like, what was that? And I was like, and there's 4 people in my family and this little boy makes 5. And like in that moment, I just had this sense of the Lord saying like, I got this. He has a family. We ended up adopting
God, it. God winks, God goosebumps.
But that's called the holy tingle.
Holy like tingle.
That sounded like tinkle, Tony. She said tingle, not tinkle. So all of that to say, that was one of my moments. And I'm not one of those, like, you guys, I don't see Jesus on toast in the morning. Like, I'm not one of those girls that
We're like, oh, the lotto, it's 7-7-7-6-2.
Right.
That's my birthday. And we're not doing that. Okay.
But when you're in a moment of desperation and the Lord, like, he, and you're like, I don't get through this without you. Like,
no,
I those are when I've seen those God winks. Anything to add, or do you want to go back to Elijah or Elisha and slaughtering the Old Testament? What do you want to do with that?
There's a lot of slaughtering in the Old Testament. Which prophet story do you want to tell this time?
There's a lot of slaughtering in the Old Testament. No, I agree with that. I definitely think it's like when you have eyes to see, you start, you ask God, show me a sign for this and show me. And it's like the Holy Spirit. We were at the hospital praying for a friend's son who's real sick. And I brought my 12-year-old with me. And it was interesting. Days later, he told me, he said, Mom, the exact moment you started praying, I was about to start praying. And I said, he goes, isn't that interesting that we both thought that was a good time to start praying? And I said, you know what? It's because we have one spirit. And that one spirit was prompting us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just think that even when you're in a communal prayer and you're thinking a prayer in your mind, like your heart and your mind, and then someone says it out loud, you're like, okay, we're on this track. This is what God is calling our hearts to pray. Yeah, anyway,
we're on the right track.
I don't know if that's a God wink, but that to me is like why we have God winks, is there's one spirit moving in this world. And if we are abiding in that spirit,
he's showing up.
Have access.
Here's what I will say for the moms. Sharing God winks with your kids is the best. Like they see them way quicker than we do, especially if they're younger, because they're still in the awe and wonder phase of their faith. And so they really are believing like God is big. This is amazing. He is performing magic everywhere. Like they actually believe it. And my daughter, she probably has more God winks than I do. She'll come home. She'll be like, Mom, guess what, girl? I'll be like, what is this? She'd be like, okay, so this morning we was in church and we were in John and this was the scripture, right? She was like, then I was on my iPad. I was on FaceTime with my friend Journey. And guess what she said? Her favorite scripture is John, da 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 da. That's a God wink. Like she's looking for them because she's so conditioned to do that. And I just think it's such a testament to us getting older and losing that awe and wonder. And so I think that's why I did this challenge with my people. Cause I'm like, we got to go back to the basics. We got to go back to enter into heaven's gates as children that are seeing the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we need it right now, like more than ever, especially when you go through like hard stuff, really dark things. You need like these little reminders that like, oh, he is present on the earth. I am not alone.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. It's like it's a form of discipleship to me, because you're like, they're going to be in God's words that like your Psalm example, they're going to be praying and they're going to be filled with the Spirit. And that to me is all discipleship is, and sharing the testimony, which is the fourth piece of discipleship. Yeah. So. Y'all, I have told you about this unicorn of makeup and skin products, and I don't know if you've heard me, so I'm going to bring it up again. It's my favorite, Thrive Cosmetics. What's so awesome is they are clean products, they have skin-loving ingredients, and they're foolproof. They are easy. At any skill level, you can apply these products, and they work. They are high-performing formulas that are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And the third thing, with Thrive Cosmetics, you know that for every product you purchase, they are donating products and funds to help communities thrive. Whether it's people who are working through homelessness, it's women who've suffered domestic abuse, all different communities, so many different places that they give. Now, what I have been using as of late, I've told y'all a million times about their mascara. Today, I want to tell you about their Brilliant Eye Brightener. I saw some Instagram video that was talking about how to apply your eyeshadow, and it talked about adding like a really light shade in the inner corner. I'm like touching it as if you could see me right now, of eyelid. And I've been doing it, and I love the way it looks. It definitely opens my eyes up a little bit more, and it's super easy to apply. I have been thinking, it's such a great addition to my Liquid Lash Extensions mascara from Thrive, which y'all know is fantastic. So refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. It is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/DMA. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/DMA for 10% off your first order. Hey there, busy moms. Let's talk about something we all struggle with, finding time to read the Bible. Picture this. You finally get your morning cup of coffee poured. You're ready for a moment of peace. And right before you open your Bible, the dog runs in with muddy paws. You hear the baby crying on the monitor. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. As a mom myself, I can't tell you how much Dwell has changed my life. I'm so thankful that when I can't sit down and read my Bible, I can listen to it with Dwell. I love that there are so many soothing voices to choose from. Plus, they have beautiful background music options that create an even more meditative experience. And I can even adjust the speed of the narrator's voice to get things just right. And most recently, I've started each morning with their newest feature, the Dwell Daily Devotional. It's the best audio devotional around. It's new every day, diving deep into a scripture passage, helping me not only understand it, but pray it, meditate on it, and ultimately soak up God's truth. If you are struggling to find time to read the Bible, then head over to dwellbible.com/DMA to receive 25% off a discount today. Again, that's dwellbible.com/DMA for your 25% off discount. And don't forget to check out the show notes for the link too. Happy dwelling!
I'm going to add one other thing that my little one that we did end up adopting from foster care. So the other day I was, there's this, he's in a little public school and he's got this best little buddy and they're not believers. And so I was with the mom, a single mom and their two sons. And I just felt like the Lord just kept saying like, you know, like you need to like speak some truth over this and, you know, like talk about me and all that. And so of course, you know, as we get older, I'm like, ooh, how do I do this? And it's so weird. So we're sitting there. And the grandfather happened to be with us. It's a long story, but the grandfather says to JB, he's like, JB, do you go to church? And JB goes, yes. And he said, now mind you, JB's what's 8 and he's in a little speech delayed. Okay. So let's start with that. And he goes, who's Jesus? He goes, oh yeah, Jesus is the same as God, but he died on the cross for our sins so we can go to heaven and then we'll live forever. And I was like, well, there it is. He just gave the gospel. And he said to him then, just to make things go full circle, he goes, where'd you learn all that? He goes, from your mom and dad? He goes, oh no, uh-uh. No, they don't do that. Just at church. And I had to be like, oh.
Because it took you to Jesus.
Right.
Took you to church.
Anyway, come on. Just that full circle though. Like, you know, like those moments, like we're saying that, like I'm making this huge deal and our kids, it's still so fresh. And so like, let's talk about it.
We call it surprisingly easy to start conversations about Jesus. That's what our church is about right now.
Okay.
By 2026, we're going to be having thousands of surprisingly easy to start conversations about
Jesus. Oh, shoot. Let's go on mission. Let's go on purpose.
Let's talk about broken crayon, still color, brave enough to be broken, still coloring. I love your language and that you are always, you're talking about in the brokenness, like we're still being used. And so like, I just want to make sure we don't lose Tony Collier. We don't get to talk to her all that often. I don't want to lose this moment without
talk to her every day.
I do too. I know.
Busy.
I wonder if she's, we can get on her Riverside and you and I are just there when she podcasts. We just sit in there with us.
It'd be so funny if you just got the link. It's
yeah. We'll just sit on there and be like, oh, I wonder who's on today.
It's like a live show.
Yeah. But what you just, I mean, I know that's a huge unraveling. I mean,
some people like Tony has been on my show a few times. But people may not know broken crowns still cut. That's new crowns. I say it like a Midwestern.
I know
crayons. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Yeah, man. I just think I remember one time I was preaching to a group of women and I was talking about this whole concept around broken crowns still color. And one of the women goes, well, I don't want to be broken. Oh. I said, yeah, I know, sis. None of us do. Mm-hmm. We want our eyebrows to be sisters and not cousins. Okay. We want to wake up and we want everything to be perfect. And unfortunately we live under a curse because of sweet Eve. Good Lord. And the truth is we're imperfect and wired for struggle right now. And we don't get to be perfect and all mended together. We don't get to arrive until we meet our maker. And so what do we do with that? And I just think like people are having such a hard time coming to grips with the fact that bad things do happen to good people and pain is going to come and God never promised us an imperfect life. So I think what I'm trying to do with Broken Crayons Still Color is to get people to realize just like children and even adults break crayons and still use them to create beauty, That's what God's doing in us, in and through us, bro. And honestly, like, it means more when we allow him to use our brokenness. It means more when we put our brokenness out on display. Like the Apostle Paul said, we'll boast about our brokenness so that the power of Christ will rest on us. We just don't get to the power without the surrender. Sorry. Good. That's what I'm doing. I'm just being like, I actually got a new tattoo. Let me see if I can hoist it up there.
Okay. This is a behind the scenes, y'all.
It's fine, everybody. She's got feet. her foot in my fetish face.
People, don't go lose your mind. What does it say?
It says broken.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I love that. That looks painful, though. That's why I don't have tattoos.
I got it with Ann Voskamp, and it was just bad. Ann Voskamp. I did get a tattoo with Ann Voskamp.
I mean, that's so weird
to say out loud. That's my friend Ann. But then it was like, what am I saying? Mm. Anywho.
You know, people don't know Ann, I don't think.
Yeah.
A lot's happened. Anyways, I got the tattoo broken on my foot, for those of you that didn't get the privilege to see it upside down here, because I just don't want to forget. Yeah. I don't want to forget when a video goes viral or when my followers reach a certain number or when I get a whole bunch of likes on something. I don't want to forget that I am imperfect and I'm wired for struggle and I'm absolutely broken and I will not be perfect on this side of heaven. And if I can just keep reminding people of that, I think what'll happen eventually is if people start to see the way that the Lord is moving in my life and if I continue to be publicly broken, then it'll make him bigger to them. Because then they'll say, oh, freak, it's actually not Tony. It's him. And if he can do it through her little crazy broken ratchet behind, I think he can do it through me too. Because, yeah. Baby, I'm wild. I've been trying to tell people, I'm like, listen, I'm barely holding on by the little hair on my chin that then came with old age. I'm barely. Yes, some days I think about just getting naked and just doing the worm in a field or, you know, like,
I don't see Cynthia doing that. She's saying, like she understands.
No, I'm saying, Tony, you should do that. I'm walking around with a pirate patch on. So you do you and I'm doing me over here.
I do think that there was a guest out on recently and she said, I always thought it would be like in my perfect places that I would, you know, God would use, but it was in the broken places that he's used. And it's like
the truth
and the intimacy she's found. I guess she used to pray to be perfect by 30. And she's like, I'm so glad he never answered that prayer.
Yeah. So good. I'm done with it.
You want to get sidetracked?
Yeah. Let's get sidetracked. Okay. We're going to ask you a couple things and it's just like what comes to mind. And then at the end, we're going to talk about how everybody can find you and anything else you're doing. Totally. Okay. Here we go. What if you're going to flip on the TV, what sidetracked you? Like, I can't pass up this show.
Like anything Marvel?
What is it? Anything Marvel? Do you have a favorite superhero?
Iron Man. He just doesn't fail. He doesn't fail.
Yeah.
Okay. But he does. Robert Downey Jr. Good Lord.
Don't do it. Don't put down Iron Man.
I'm just saying what's great is he does fail and learns from his failures. I mean,
the way he acts. Like Iron Man, there's just hasn't been a bad movie with him. They're just he just plays the role. He executes.
Oh, you're saying the actor,
role, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh yeah, and he doesn't have a broken tattoo. The Iron Man.
That's what I'm trying to say.
He gets it done, right?
But the arc of his story too, the way he started with so much pride and strength to this fragile man who lost everything.
Yep. Well, then,
that's what I'm saying.
He does need a broken tattoo. He needs a broken tattoo. I've never watched it. Okay,
on the suit. Okay.
I've never watched it.
Okay. We are getting back to that.
This is getting really
our next sidetracked. That is a situation. Okay.
I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you.
What are you getting sidetracked when it comes to food? Like what is like, drop it all eating that?
I'm ready. Sushi all day.
Oh.
And in my mind, I'm like, you can't get full from sushi. So I really, there's a little gluttony there, honestly.
My boys are big into sushi and there are full on fights over if I get some rolls and bring them up in here from the grocery store, which grocery store sushi is not that great, but still fights.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? You like, are you roll? Are you sashimi? What are you doing?
I'm a nigiri girl. I love a little raw salmon with a little truffle oil on it and some caviar. Jesus.
Oh my gosh. You gotta
fancy
come.
Tony,
when you come to Dallas,
her.
I'll take you to Uchi. That's the best.
Oh yeah, it is good.
I've been and I'm ready. I think there's one in Austin too.
Yeah, there is.
Probably.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a foodie. Okay.
Last one. What's the last one?
This what she getting sidetracked?
Oh, Amazon. What is on Amazon that you're like, I have to have them ordering, or what is even,
or recently you were recently. Like somebody was in their bra and panties on Instagram and they and I ordered influenced it. You to buy. I bought a kimono from Walmart. That's what mine was, but
that wasn't Amazon.
It wasn't Amazon.
Don't sleep on Walmart though. Do not sleep on Walmart.
Do not. This is what I'm trying to tell everybody.
Anyways, I'm going to be honest with you, y'all. I am currently on a shopping fast because I've done some damage here in the last few months, and it's specifically workout gear. I have every color and every shade of every single workout gear. That's what gets me on the Amazons.
I noticed that sale. You look cute whenever you're working out. It's all the matching. Mm-hmm.
It is a thing. I don't actually want to wear the same outfit ever.
I hear you. Fair.
They need a rental because I do rentals on Nuuly like 6 things a month. They should have a workout, but then it's probably gross.
It's disgusting. Well, if you ever gone to the hotels that have like rent some gear, I'm like, I'm going to get AIDS.
I'm more likely to let you hold my small child and babysit than wear your
your sweaty pit filled.
So you're saying that's not a good business model.
I don't think.
Good to know. Note to self, Heather. We got to shut that down. Okay. That down
immediately.
Tell everybody if you don't know what Tony's doing.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. I have to say this, man.
Please.
Speaking of Amazons, I got to find the name. Y'all, if anyone is listening and they love truffle.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Not the little chocolate.
No.
There's a chip that you can only get on the Amazons. It's called Torres. It's T-O-R-R-E-S. It's the Torres Black Truffle Chips. When I tell you we fight over them in our home, go ahead and get I was sailing the Caribbean randomly. That sounds weird. And they had them on the boat. And I'm addicted. And they're honestly a little expensive, but you can get them on the Amazons.
Okay. And in your home in 2 days, everyone.
And in your house in 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Gone in 5 minutes.
We're gonna link it in the notes. Torres
Black Truffle Chips.
Okay, we're linking that in the notes.
You know what? If you're all feeling fancy and you need a little pick me up.
And then you're gonna need your workout clothes. So it's all gonna come full circle. That's fine. Tony, tell us where to find you and all the things.
We'll link to it all in the show notes.
Just tell everybody all the things.
Okay, well, you can look me up.
I don't know what that was.
On the Instagrams, if you'd like, T-O-N-I-J Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. And it's the same, TonyJCollier.com, on all the things.
Okay. Hey, question. And we can delete this if you don't want to answer it.
I would love to answer it.
With the divorce, will you be changing your name?
Oh, you know, so many people ask me that. And I don't know why I have no issue with keeping my last name. And I also think, I mean, after you print thousands of books with your name on it.
Right.
Tricky. This is what I'm saying.
That's a little weird. But I don't know. I don't know if it's just a part of me not bringing tomorrow's griefs into today. But it's just something about it that just doesn't bother me. I'm like, what's up? What's up? Tony Collier, girl. Hey. I don't know.
It sounds good.
Yeah. What's the J stand for?
Je t'aime.
Say it again.
I know.
I love you.
It means I love you in French. My full name is Antoine Je t'aime, which means Anthony, I love you. My dad.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. On that note, Tony, can we be best friends? Can we be best friends again? The three of us. When can we be best friends? Will you come visit us? About this?
I don't know if I have any more capacity.
Okay. Fair enough.
My friend has a word for that. She says, not accepting new friends. NNF.
Y'all, but I don't, it's not that I don't want to because I'm an extreme extrovert. It's that I've said yes to so many people.
So we're
I
not
have to do
be
like
friends.
Monthly gatherings with all the people that I meet. I literally, I'm up to 30 women in my community that I barely know. So a lot of them from the gym, I have to do a monthly gathering because I literally can't keep up with all my friends. I swear. I'm not
y'all
even
kidding
are
threes
at all.
And you're just like, more is more. And more is better.
No, she just said no to us.
I know, but that's
what I just wanted to say. If we could form a group, that's what my end game was here, Cynthia. If we could form a group of some sort where we could all hit each other at once, it's like, hey, I'm coming to Dallas, group text. Everybody's got to come to the same spot. Then I'm in.
One shot.
It's like a reception line.
She's efficient.
Okay.
She's efficient.
Tony Collier, we love you.
She gets stuff done and she's efficient.
Gets stuff done.
We love you, Tony Jacquon.
Yes. That is not it. Did you not take French?
I did. I grew up in Paso.
If you can say it in Spanish, probably, and not French. Is that the deal?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Well, Tony J. Collier, thank you. Y'all are missing her faces, and you'll never see them because
of the patch. We can't ever. This can never be on the interwebs.
But now that she put her foot up in our face, I feel like we're going to have to show it.
Do that clip. I know.
Please. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. You're the best.
Thanks, guys. I'm headed into counseling. Love you all.
Did you love her?
You did a great job.
Thanks.
That was a perfect sidetrack guest, and I feel like we got some good behind the scenes and some good meaty encouragement.
Yeah. And you know what, everyone, Heather and Cynthia are trying to figure out how two people that interview people for a living combine it into one. And so we're in the same room. So we're kind of looking at each other and then we're like, you want to talk? Oh, wait. They're trying to figure it out.
There's a lot of talking over each other. Well, because Tony's a podcaster too. I think there were times that all three of us were talking at the same time.
All three of us were talking. But
that happens in our favorite podcast that we're not recommending.
Yeah, that we can't talk about. Yeah, no, she was awesome. And it's kind of weird that I surprised you with someone that you know better than I do. I mean, I know her, but not like you know her, but it was super fun.
No, it's been amazing to watch. Literally from the first time I met her, she was the person who introduced me as a speaker.
Wow.
And like now I'd be lucky if I got to ever introduce her on a stage. She's, you know.
Oh, you're not going to introduce. She won't even meet up with us unless there's a group of 40. So let's be clear, everyone.
You got denied. For the friendship request.
I did.
I know. Well. Okay. Well, this is fun, y'all. Let's do it again.
We're going to do it again. Coming up.
I'm going to get my surprise guest going. You've got some already in the, what's it called? In the hopper?
The pipeline, if you will. The
pipeline. All right.
Bye.
Okay. We will hear from y'all if you liked these surprise episodes. We've already recorded a couple other ones and we have more in the works. So who knows if this is a good idea? But thanks for joining us, laughing with us, getting a little truth in there. We hope you look for your God winks this week, that you are reminded you're still coloring. Brokenness is not the end of the story. And I'm going to pray for us. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you are always working, that there is grace no matter what situation we're in. I pray that you would open our eyes to see the things that you're doing behind the scenes. Encourage us even in the hardest places with just a glimpse into your redeeming work, a glimpse into the ripple effects of even if we're in suffering, that we're not forgotten and that you haven't fallen asleep at the wheel and that your plan, your ultimate big plan is better and that you still are good and you still are in control. And I pray over Tony. I pray over her story that as it's developing, that you will continue to guide her in all that she's doing with her kids. And for just ending this year, this school year well for those of us with school-age kids. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, y'all, for joining us. I will meet you back here next week. I have an amazing conversation with Kirby Kelly that you do not want to miss. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're not to the show, if you are, it'll just pop into your library, the new episode, which I think is so great for the shows that I love to listen to. I don't ever miss an episode. So I hope you are subscribed on whatever podcast player you use. And again, I'll see you next week. Adios.